interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
I hate the morning. The only good thing that I like about the morning, if I'm even up, is a sunrise.
It's alive! It's alive! It's alive! It's alive!
Boom! 7:02 in the morning. Monday Morning Madness is back underway. It's going to be a good show. I had 2 graham crackers for breakfast and a huge cup of coffee, so I'm ready to go. It's going to be a wild ride. Lots of new music and exciting things happened last week that I got to talk about, so it's going to be a grand old time. It's a beautiful day outside. The sun is already up. The days are getting longer. Spring is happening. I do have some bad news, though. If you're enjoying this warm weather, it's not going to last for long. Basically, tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday are all going to be gross and kind of cloudy and rainy, But the good news is this weekend is shaping up to be beautiful. I saw it was something like 68 planned for Saturday, so break out your bikinis, everyone. But we got a good show coming up. It's looking like it's going to be a grand old time. Lots of things to talk about, lots of things to do, and of course, as usual, some of the best damn music you're going to hear on the radio this morning. This is, of course, on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. I'm Adam Kirchival. This is Monday Morning Madness. Let's do it.
Little ditty about Jack and Diane, two American kids growing up in the heartland. Jackie gonna be a football star, Diane's debutante backseat of Jackie's car. Sucking on chili dog outside taste freeze, Diane sitting on Jackie's lap, got his hands between her knees. Jackie say, hey Diane, let's run off behind the shady trees, dribble off those Bobby Brooks, let me do what I please. Say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. Say, long after the thrill of living is gone, they walk on. Jackie sits back, flexes thoughts for the moment, scratches his head and does his best James Dean. Well, then there Diane gotta run off to city. Diane says, baby, you ain't missing nothing. Jackie say, oh yeah, life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. Oh yeah, I say life goes on long after the thrill of living is gone. Kids doing best they can.
great to be back home. Home is where I wanna be. I've been on the road so long, my friend. And if you came along, I know you couldn't disagree. It's the same old story, yeah. Everywhere I go, I get slandered. Tell me what you come here for, boy. You better get your bags and flee. You're in trouble, boy, and now you're heading into war. It's the same old story. Everywhere I go, I get slandered.
I clicked away my music. Hold on, I gotta put my headphones on. So turns out, if you're playing on the oh geez, man, more music is playing. What a mess this morning. Turns out, if you're playing a song on the computer and you click it once, it starts playing, but doesn't sound like it starts playing. But then if you click it again, it cancels it out. I'm sorry, I screwed up. You know, I should just know that, but I didn't. So anyway, here's what I was going to play. A little Billy Joel for you in the morning. Woo!
She only gave the sign. Whoa! promise I'll come back to Zanzibar. I'll be hiding in the darkness with
always a battle here at the station between us and the computer system, though actually I don't really mind it, and I get this nice jazzy outro music. Anyway, it's April 3rd today. We finally cracked April open, and it's doing all right so far. It was pretty gross last week, as those of you in the Boston area know. It was basically a wintry mix for the entire week. The sun probably came out on Thursday, which was, you know, pretty great because I kind of forgot what that looked like, and it was really quite nice. Then it snowed on Friday. It didn't even really stick. It was just kind of snowy and rainy all day. And then, but now it's beautiful. It melted in like 2 days, so it's a pretty good deal. But it's April 3rd, and I was looking at, celebrity, famous people birthdays today in case there were any musicians whose music I could play. But it's really unexciting, actually, the list of people who were born on April 3rd. And just shows how old I am. I don't know. The most famous person who was born on April 3rd is Brennan Taylor, who's 22. Oh, he's a YouTube star. Man, these kids. I don't know anything about these young people, but it is also Eddie Murphy's birthday today. And Alec Baldwin's birthday. Happy birthday, Alec. Alec. Let's see. Who else? Yeah, that's pretty much it. Washington Irving was born on April 3rd. What did he invent? He seemed to be very old. There's an old black and white picture of him, so I assume that he's old. Anyway, that was, you know, a little bit less successful than I was hoping it would be in terms of finding music to play. But regardless, I pulled up some Frank Ocean. I remember I played Pink and White way, way, way back in the day, but I never played anything else from Blonde. So I figured I'd give you Self-Control this time around, which is, you know, the only other song in the album that is playable on the air that is, you know, one of my favorites, and it's not like a minute and a half long. I prefer the first half of the album much more to the second half, but we can, you know, talk about that over dinner one night, I guess. That's a much longer discussion. Anyway, Self-Control. I don't think this song really needs an introduction. It's lovely. And some great vocals.
About your summer last night. Ooh. Yeah. About your summer last night.
I give you no play. Could I make it shy last night? Could I make it shine on the last night?
Last night.
Could we make it in? Do we have time?
I'll be the boyfriend in your wet dreams tonight. Noses on a rail, little virgin wears the white. You cut your hair, but you used to live a blinded life. Wish I was there. Wish we'd grown up on the same advice. And our time was right.
Keep a place for me.
You see me like like never. Cause I made you your self-control, and you made me lose my self-control, my self-control.
Keep a place.
Lovers free.
That's Sugarloaf there with Green Eyed Lady. Of course, the 6 and change minute version. There's a three minute long version of that song, and I don't think I've ever listened to it because I really like that long version. Excellent piece. So it's 7:28 right now. I figured I'd throw a PSA in there while I've got this break. Also, I was just looking at my favorite website, the Huffington Post's weird news category, and I don't know if you heard, but there's been some drama recently with regard to the world record for most fan blades stopped with tongue. I know, it's surprising, but there's some very interesting news on this subject. So, this performer, whose name is Zoe Ellis, a.k.a. Zoe L'Amour, she recently broke her own... So her previous record for most fan blades stopped with tongue is 20. She has to, so you have a minute, and people... Basically what it appears to be is you have a minute and you're standing there with your tongue out and people keep handing you fans that are on and then you just stick your tongue in the fan until the blade stops. This sounds awful to me. I don't know why anyone would want to do it, but it is certainly interesting. I was looking at the video while that song was playing and it was a little bit uncomfortable, but she seems to be totally cool with it. So anyway, the drama is that she beat her own record over the weekend by stopping not 20, but 32 fans with her tongue in a minute, which I think is really impressive. That's a very strong tongue. But shortly after she did that, her new world record was, quote, by the Huffington Post, sliced apart by Ashrita Furman. I guess this is like some hobby that more than one person has, stopping fan blades with tongues. But Ashrita Furman stopped 35 fans in a minute with her tongue. I don't know what... That's incredible. It was just like that, you know. A new record was set and then broken instantly. So, listen, what I'm trying to say is if you're in the business of stopping fan blades with your tongue, now's the time to get involved. Because if you think you've got some special talent, this record is anybody's game. You know, we'll have to see if Zoe L'Amour or Ashrita Furman ends up taking the final title. It's very exciting. It's a great time to be alive, let me tell you. I'm going to play... Since after listening to that, I'm a little bit jacked up, a little bit nervous. I'm going to play this PSA called High Blood Pressure, quote, quitting. Let's see.
Psst. Yeah, you. It's me, your heart. Listen to me. We've got to talk. High blood pressure is serious, and yours? Whoa. What happened to us? We used to be so much more active. But lately, you've been ignoring me. I know you think I'm just gonna keep ticking away forever, but you're wrong. You can do so much more to control your high blood pressure. Doing the minimum isn't doing enough. I'm under a lot of pressure and can quit whenever I want. Bet you didn't know that. But I like my job. Just treat me better. Check on me. Give me something green to nibble on every once in a while. And maybe we can do some exercise on occasion. Let's get to it. After all, we're in this together.
Listen to your heart. Don't let it quit on you. High blood pressure can lead to a stroke, heart attack, or death. Get your blood pressure to a healthy range before it's too late. Find out how at heart.org/bloodpressure. Check, change, control. A message from the American Heart Association, the American Stroke Association, and the Ad Council.
Man, when he said listen to your heart, I really thought they were going to break into that that classic song from the early 2000s. Let's see if I can pull that up. Ooh, there's a Listen to Your Heart. Oh, Listen to Her Heart by Tom Petty. Wow. Well, oh, look, there it is. I found it on Spotify. Shall we take a brief listen? I'm not actually going to play this song, but, you know, wow. When did this come out? Listen to your heart. Oh, wow, this is... I said this was early 2000s. It's not early 2000s. This came out in 1988. Why did I feel like this was a song from my childhood? Anyway, speaking of my childhood, I got some Genesis and some Peter Gabriel lined up for you as a nod to the fact that I can never tell apart Phil Collins and Peter Gabriel, and I don't know why, so I'm just going to play both of them. Anyway, really, really great bands regardless, so enjoy the treat. Starting with Genesis, then we're going to go Peter Gabriel, and then who knows, I'm going to play a third song after that, who knows what that's going to be. Stay tuned.
All I need is a tea. should have a Big Dipper. Going up and down, all around the bends. You could have a bumper car, bumping. This amusement never ends. I wanna be the sledgehammer. Why don't you call my name? Oh, let me be your sledgehammer.
You can drive. Oh. in the pouring rain, wanna find peace of mind.
That's Cage the Elephant there from Melophobia, which came out how long ago? Probably 2 or 3 years ago. I think my junior year of high school. Lovely little piece there. And what an excellent, excellent group Cage the Elephant is. Anyway, what am I doing right now? Oh, yeah, I don't know why I have this problem with Peter Gabriel and with Phil Collins, but now maybe someone else out there gets it also, and they can understand why I feel the way I do about those two singers. I don't know. It's possible. Anyway, we got a couple minutes left. I've got some Fugees lined up for you, a little bit of Bruce, and then I think I might take you out with some Eric Clapton, actually technically some Derek and the Dominoes. Anyway, without further ado, so this one, this song, whoa, what's playing here? Oh, interesting. That's what happens when you don't hit pause at the end of your song. You get another song that comes up on the queue. Anyway, Killing Me Softly with his song, which came out on The Score in 1996. Playing this mainly because it was a Jeopardy question last week, and I knew the answer. Because it's actually a cover of someone's song. You know, I should have done my homework and looked up who it's a cover of, but I didn't. So anyway, the Fugees, Lauryn Hill here singing. Lovely, lovely piece. Enjoy.
Singing my life with his words. Killing me softly with his song.
This is my Clef refuge. Little bass sitting up here on the bass. While I'm on this road, I got my girl L. One time, one time. Hey yo, L, you know you got the lyrics.
I heard he sang a good song. I heard he had a style. And so I came to see him and listen for a while. And there he was, this young boy, stranger to my eyes, strumming my pain with his fingers.
Softly with his song, killing me softly.
That, of course, is the Fugees doing their little talking outro here. Anyway, I thought I had enough time for Lil Bruce to line up, but we'll put that off until next week. I've got, you know, it's 7:50 now. I was going to play Layla by Derek and the Dominoes because it's got an interesting backstory written by Eric Clapton as he was trying to impress none only than Ringo Starr's then wife, who, after this song was written for him, proceeded to break up with Ringo Starr and go to Eric Clapton, as, you know, anyone would, I guess. If Layla were written about me, I would probably do just about anything as well, because it is quite the piece. Anyway, I've got like a couple of minutes here where I can keep chatting, but I hope you guys have a lovely, lovely week, and I hope you enjoyed the show. Thank you again for tuning in. Always good to hear that we've got listeners all over the country, in fact, all over the world today. Very, very fun time here on Monday Morning Madness. Enjoy, if you're in the Boston area, enjoy the rest of your maybe gross, maybe nice week, and keep praying for the weekend when it's going to break that 60-something degree mark. We're going to try to keep it together for the rest of the week, even though it's going to rain a little bit a couple days, but it's going to be okay. We're going to make it through. So, without further ado, thanks again for listening. This, of course, is Monday Morning Madness. You know, the usual routine, Monday Morning Madness. I'm Adam Kercheval. This is WMFO in Medford, Tufts University's best radio station. Thanks again for listening. Have a lovely week, and I will see you again next Monday. Here's a little Layla for you. Yeah.
always like to let that finish with the lovely high note from Dwayne Allman there. Layla, an absolute masterpiece. It is 7:59. You are listening to WMFO in Medford. And it is time now for Celtic Dawn. And hey, it's a beautiful day out there. Go and enjoy it. And just to remind you, it's somebody's opening day here.
Right, yeah, check. Yeah, we're already. Yes, you bet. We're already. Here we go.